Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 7. Knowing Jehovah, the Eternal God, and His loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. Wednesday related verses. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 19. You, O Jehovah, abide forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. Psalms chapter 45, verse 6. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, that is the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept in silence in the times of the ages, but has now been manifested, and through the prophetic writings, according to the command of the eternal God, has been made known to all the Gentiles for the obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Psalm chapter 89, verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before your face. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, both to Jew first and to Greek. For the righteousness of God is revealed in it out of faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace, through which we may serve God well-pleasingly with piety and fear. Suggested reading. Although Jeremiah was very human, he was also a man of God. He knew that the problems of the children of Israel could not be solved by merely being human. Therefore, at the end of the fifth lamentation in verses 19 through 22, he turned to Jehovah. The phrase, "You, O Jehovah, remain forever," refers to God's eternal being, and it indicates that there is no change with him. In the human realm, changes take place in every way. In particular, many things changed in the situation of the children of Israel. But there was no change with God's eternal being. He remains forever the same. His throne exists from generation to generation. Jeremiah's writing here concerning God's eternal being and his eternal and unchanging government surely is divine. In the third lamentation, Jeremiah spoke of God's loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. And at the end of the fifth lamentation, he appealed to God's eternal being and his eternal throne, his unchanging government. Which do you appreciate more, and which do you consider higher? God's loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness, or God's eternal being and eternal throne? God's eternal being and throne are higher than his loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. According to the New Testament, God's salvation is a matter of his love, his grace, and his righteousness. God's love and grace may change, but God's righteousness cannot change, because his righteousness is related to his government. Both love and grace are related to God's heart. God's heart may change, yet he would still be righteous. God's righteousness cannot change, because he must always be righteous. God's loving kindness and compassions can change, but God's person and his government remain unchanging forever. Jeremiah ended Lamentations not with God's loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness, but with God's eternal being and his throne. This is a strong sign that in writing Lamentations, Jeremiah touched God's economy. Although his lamentations were too much in his human feeling, taste, love, and sympathy, at the end he came out of his being human and entered into God's divinity. There, in chapter 5, verse 19, he touched God's person and God's throne. In the New Jerusalem, God will be fully unveiled in his person and in his government, both of which are the unshakable foundation of his dealing with us. At that time, we will see God himself as the eternal king with his eternal, unshakable kingdom. The divine title Jehovah means I am. He is the one who was, who is, and who will be forever. Jerusalem was finished, the temple was finished, and the land of Israel was finished, but Jehovah will never be finished. When Jeremiah's position and angle were changed from himself to Jehovah, he realized that although everything may be lost, Jehovah remains forever. Today, the foxes may rove in Zion, and tomorrow they may be gone, but Jehovah will never be gone. The fact that nothing remains and that everything is finished manifests the truth that Jehovah remains forever. Eventually, every ism will come to an end, yet Jehovah will remain forever.